Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
B-Pod Studios.
Don't do that.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Tucker and Rich on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We'll be ready for everybody until they're out. But, yeah, expect them all to play. We'll prepare for all of them to play. And they have a lot of good players. But look, they've gotten good depth. They have good depth, and they've gotten good play from a lot of different players. I mean, I'll just start with Jones stepping in for Manning. I mean, there's, you know, two good quarterbacks. So
tomatoes.
Effectively against everybody.
Hummus.
I'll tell you, if the Patriots don't play well tonight, people are going to be throwing
tomatoes.
And all the Green Bay Packer fans will be...
So let's talk about cheese. You're something of a cheese whiz.
Oh, food, glorious food, that gentleman. Maybe once a week. Dan Duggan is the Giants beat writer for The Athletic, and he joins us on the Volkswagen Dealers Expert Hotline. Mr. Duggan, thank you so much for joining us, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah, it sounds so. Bill Belichick is expecting a barn burner. He loves the depth of the Giants team. You know, team's only as strong as its weakest link. Obviously, that's been looked into. All right, so this spread is ridiculous. First of all, let me tell you, is there any way Saquon Barkley plays in this game?
No, he's been ruled out. I don't even know if he made the trip. So.
Okay, I didn't know that. So that's all I got.
So what do you expect this evening? I mean, the one thing that you, I guess, can say is, I don't want to say the great equalizer, but the weather's supposed to be crap. It's a Thursday night game, so sometimes all the rules are out the window. Do you see any kind of chance of this being a competitive game this evening?
Yeah, no, I don't think those variables, regardless, work in the Giants' favor. Those usually tend to go to the team that doesn't have its best offensive players sitting on the sideline. But, yeah, no, it's funny because Belichick always does that thing where he quizzes on the other team's roster, and that must have been a tough challenge this week. You know, I mean, and the Giants' third tight end and fourth running back. So.
Right. All right, so are you going to watch this game?
It's up in the air. It's up in the air. I think I might make it out there, though.
Well, the good news is that you've got Rob Gronkowski during the pregame, which should hopefully, you know, hold your entertainment, the value for a little bit into maybe the first quarter until it's somewhat of a blowout. But, I mean, Daniel Jones is, he's somebody that I'm actually looking forward to watching tonight, even though he doesn't have a ton of talent around
him.
Dan,
please tell me you were the one who didn't invent the nickname Danny Dimes. Please tell me that was not you.
It wasn't me, but I got to say, I kind of co-signed. I mean, it's not bad. Come on.
I don't mind Danny Dimes.
Oh, God.
I think it's funny. No, Danny Dimes.
Yeah, okay.
I got no problem with that whatsoever.
All right.
So what kind of role is Eli Manning playing now that Danny Dimes is taking control of the Giants?
Well, I mean, it's kind of funny because when they drafted Jones, they talked about this whole Kansas City model where Eli would start all season and be the mentor, and Jones would learn from under him. And that script totally got flipped, and now Eli is just the mentor. He's obviously not on the field showing him anything. He's got those super low profile. He spoke the day after the benching was announced, and hasn't spoken since. But you see him on the sideline, and he seems pretty engaged. Just kind of knowing how Eli is, I think behind the scenes. He is helping the kid, but at the end of the day, he's a human being, he's a competitor. It's got to be kind of awkward here to go through 14 games, sort of being a rookie caddy, and then, seeing all the hype Jones has got, maybe tonight will be a part of Eli's. Hey, go get him, kid, because it wasn't always that easy for Eli these last couple of years with the sporting cast he had either.
Do you believe Eli when he says he doesn't want to go to another team and he wants to stay there? Because, I mean, there's a lot of teams that would probably want him right now. And do you believe him that he wants to stay?
Well, it's kind of complicated. He has a no-trade clause, so, I mean, they're certainly not going to shop him. Does he want to go somewhere else? Does someone else want him? I mean, I know you say that there's teams that need quarterbacks, but are you going to give up any sort of assets for Eli, who really has looked shot the last couple of years, you know, has a decent cap hit? I just don't know that he would be a fit somewhere, have to come in, learn a totally new offense. I mean, granted, there's some bad quarterbacks, he'd probably be an upgrade in certain situations, but a lot of those teams are just going with young guys. So I think it's in his best interest to say, oh, I don't want to go anywhere. But then, listen, if the Steelers come, you know, try to trade for him, maybe that changes his outlook. But I think he's kind of just stuck riding it out here. I think it'll be really interesting to see next year because his contract's up. Does he try to, you know, do the Peyton and latch on somewhere else? I just think the problem for him is I can't see a lot of franchises saying, you know, what we've seen from Eli Manning the last 3-4 years, that's what we want to invest in for our starting quarterback going forward. I think he might sort of be low on options.
See, I thought he would have been a perfect fit down at Jacksonville, but now they got, you know, Gardner Minshew, who seems to be somewhat of a success story. And yeah, I mean, I guess maybe they're starting to run out of – because you're right. I mean, the Steelers do make sense because it seems like they want to continue to win despite their being on their third-string quarterback. I don't know. That seemed like a decent fit. But Saquon Barkley, I am fascinated by his – recovery timeline, because when he first got injured, am I wrong in that people had predicted it was going to be like 8 weeks at least until he was back? And I think it was a week and a half to 2 weeks later where you saw him on the field,
high ankle sprains,
doing workouts. And then the fact that he was even questionable for this week, like, what has he done to expedite this process so fast?
Yeah, I mean, he's just a freak. I mean, it's really as simple as it comes. I mean, you know, obviously every injury has a different timeline, but when this one first came out, I think it was, you know, Schefter was out front saying it was going to be, you know, 6 to 8 weeks and probably on the long end of that. Now, I mean, he's obviously not playing this week, so he'll probably be back next week. It'll be 4 weeks, which is somewhat, you know, normal, but still pretty quick for a high ankle, and you just got to hope that that's not something that he can aggravate because that's an injury that certainly can linger. But no, he is just, I mean, everyone's seen his legs, you know, his nickname isn't Saquads for nothing. I mean, he is absolutely, you know, just a physical specimen. So I guess injuries don't affect him the way they do just normal people. And, you know, he just attacked his rehab. I mean, he's really like, you know, Evan Engram said, like, this guy was like built in a lab. And in like every facet of the world, I mean, Eric Belichick just, you know, rave about him all week. I mean, he just really checked every possible box you could have from a football player. So the fact that he's had a schedule on the injury, it's sort of par for the course because he's kind of ahead on the, kind of everything he does.
Are the Giant fans upset because they took Saquon Barkley and ignored right in their face the next Hall of Fame quarterback, Sam Darnold?
No, I mean, there was definitely a split on that last year. And definitely some, you know, Darnold backers still exist. And I mean, I personally, I never thought it was good, you know, positional value to take a running back at two. I was firmly in that camp, and we'll see how things turn out. But they might have just backed into the franchise quarterback the next year, and you still get to have this, you know, all-time great running back. So, you know, the process might not have been sound, but again, you know, it might have ended up working out, because if Jones does turn out to be the real deal, well, then you got the best of both worlds. I just think the problem was they thought they were going to compete last year. You know, be 8-8, 9-7, you're not going to get Jones, you know, in that circumstance. So by being much worse than they expected, it kind of may benefit us in the long run.
There was a lot written and said about Odell Beckham when he played for the Giants last year, and there was also a theory that it was addition by subtraction after the Giants traded him to Cleveland. Has it been that way this year?
Well, I mean, you'll see tonight that I don't think the offense is going to be looking better without Odell. I mean, I will say, you know, I'm feeling with the world on fire in Cleveland, and you know, first it was kind of, you know, Eli and the Giants are holding him back, and now it's Baker Mayfield and the Browns holding him back. At some point, you do start to question the common denominator there. But no, I don't buy the addition by subtraction. I think the whole locker room stuff was so overblown. I think management and the coaching staff, he wore on them. You know, they have to answer questions all the time. He'd do dumb stuff off the field that, you know, John Mara didn't like sitting in his office. But he was beloved in the locker room. I mean, he was super competitive. He was super generous to his teammates. He worked very hard. So, like, stuff that bothered Dave Gettleman and Pat Shermer didn't bother Sterling Shepard. I mean, I think maybe Eli, to some extent, when he did that ESPN interview with Lil Wayne, that probably didn't sit very well, you know, with Eli and then all the way up. But, yeah, I don't think they're in a better spot that they don't have Odell. I think, you know, you have a rookie quarterback here, Daniel Jones. It's certainly be nice to have a receiver like Odell to throw to for the next 10 years, but that ship clearly has sailed.
All right, since you've covered Odell Beckham, if Baker Mayfield continues to play at the clip that he is, I think John gave me a statistic that his quarterback rating out of the 34 potential quarterbacks in the league, he's number 32. Like, he's way down the list. If he continues to play at this clip and Odell doesn't get the ball and doesn't become as successful because of that, can you see Odell snapping and there being a little bit of an issue between those two?
I mean, it's going to be fascinating to see. I mean, I think everyone's kind of anticipating it. You know, I feel like every time there's a bad game, there's all these stories written. I see, like, you know, Pro Football Talk had a thing yesterday about, like, how it's coming. Well, like, nothing's really happened yet. I mean, you know, Odell has kind of minded his P's and Q's. I mean, I think he likes Baker. The problem there, I mean, I think it runs deeper than Baker. I mean, the coaching's over his head. They, you know, they decimated their offensive line, which is sort of a questionable decision when you have a young quarterback. But yeah, I mean, he certainly wears his emotions on his sleeve. But it's funny, even as much as I mentioned that Lil Wayne interview, he kind of threw some shade towards Eli. He bit his tongue for a long time here. I don't think he was very happy with the, you know, the offense and the quarterback play. And it's not as if he was, you know, blasting Eli in press conference and stuff. I mean, he had a lot of the sideline antics where he just kind of loses his mind, you know, on the sidelines during games when he's frustrated. But he just wasn't as much of a disruptive force as he sort of made out to be. It's kind of become like this, you know, he was in the PO 2.0, but it really wasn't that way when you're around him, you know, day in and day out. But I do think there will come a point, just because we're all going to keep pressing it. Like, you know, eventually he's just going to get frustrated by, you know, everyone pushing his buttons, and, you know, you kind of know that you will get a reaction if they kind of keep that up, I think.
All right, Dan Duggan, the Giants beat writer for The Athletic. You can go read him there. And enjoy the game tonight. It should be fun and very nice weather. And, yeah, something that I'm very glad I don't have to go to. But thank you so much, sir.
Yeah, it was a great X's and O's breakdown of this riveting match.
That's right.
Yeah, who cares?
All right, one big X and a tiny
listen,
O.
You talked more than us this break. That is our reward. Mm-hmm. All right, thank you so much, sir.
Thanks, guys.
Thanks, man.
Tomatoes.
That pause afterwards, too.
Tomatoes. Use them. Tomatoes. Slide in. Tomatoes. Tomatoes. Tomatoes.
I almost need that yellow song.
Tomatoes.
My friend.
Use them. Tomatoes.
I want to do it.
I'm trying. Dude, I'm looking for it. I can't. Do you have it?
Tomatoes.
I don't have it. You got to find it, Dad. I have a yellow man. Do you have it?
Assembled or choreographed?
It's a race. You gotta do it slow mo.
Oh yeah. Tomato.
Slow mo.
Tomatoes. You tomatoes. Some. Plumas. Right now, we're in the peak of New England's harvest. Oh, yeah. Tomatoes. Tomatoes. Oh, yeah.
talk about cheese. Clemens.
Do you know, I just want to...
That was another lady. That's called Tune It Live.
Yeah, man.
We're Kraftwerk.
All right.
Did you say crap work?
We're Kraftwerk.
Okay.
We're called Kraftwerk.
Okay, well, I mean...
There ain't going to be a day that goes by where that isn't played.
No.
All right, that'll do it for us. We're going to go to break and figure something out.
Tomatoes.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Don't do that.
Damn it, I want to be a part of this thing.
Watch the show on the Sports Hub channel on the Twitch app.
Is that a euphemism for some kind of sex?
It's Touch or Not. It's on 98.5, the Sports Hub.
We'll be ready for everybody until they're out. But, yeah, expect them all to play. We'll prepare for all of them to play. And they have a lot of good players. But look, they've gotten good depth. They have good depth, and they've gotten good play from a lot of different players. I mean, I'll just start with Jones stepping in for Manning. I mean, there's, you know, two good quarterbacks. So
tomatoes
effectively against everybody.
Plumis.
I'll tell you, if the Patriots don't play well tonight, people are going to be throwing
tomatoes,
and all the Green Bay Packer fans will be.
So let's talk about cheese. You're something.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every single game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. It's guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Stewart and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
This is where Boston talks sports. Toucher and Rich. Boston's home for sports. 98.5. The Sports Hub.
98.5 Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Jay Gruden was mercifully fired from his job with the Washington Redskins, a job that he probably desperately wanted to get out of. He was kind of a lame duck for about four of those 5 years.
He called it a relief.
Oh, yeah, it's definitely a relief. When you have an idiot coming down and saying, take this quarterback in the first round because he went and played high school football with my son, that's a little bit weird. What else did we... RG3 was his call, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't kill him for the RG3 thing.
For what he gave up?
I mean, that was a lot.
Three first-rounders
and like a second. Yeah, yeah, I mean, three first. I don't know if there's... Although I would have given that up for Andrew Luck.
Well, that was the... Luck was going to be the first pick in the draft.
But I mean, they obviously couldn't have gotten it from the Colts. I mean, the Colts were going to be the first pick.
No, so maybe you wait for another quarterback or you wait for another year. You don't give up your future to get a guy that no one's sure about.
We were talking about that. And,
no, Sam Darnold.
And I went back, and it's so weird to think now just how high on RG3 was because, you know, he played for an organization that broke him. And, I mean, you look at the medical staff. God, it was so funny, Fred. I almost want you to go back and listen to the Usual Suspects moment that Brandon Merriweather had when he was on our show and we were talking about injuries. I'm like, you know, you've got, what's his name, Trent Williams. He's complaining that he wasn't getting the right medical treatment, and you hear all these players that go there, RG3. And I said, you know, how was the medical staff with you? And he goes, I had no problem. I thought it was great. And then he kind of stops and goes, well, hang on a second. I think all the times I've actually been injured were with the Redskins, and he went through all of his like major injuries and how he continued to like not get like healed the right way, and it was all when he was under the training staff of the Washington Redskins. And he goes, yeah, maybe they are pretty awful.
Yeah.
So you've got that, and it's being called right now the worst job in football, the Redskins head coaching job.
Sure.
And that is not an unfair assessment.
It's the worst job. It's the worst job by far.
And the only thing I would say is, you know you're going to get paid a ton, but you're going to hate your job.
You're taking pay off the table, and you're going by job security and who you're
quality
for.
Of life.
Definitely Jesus. The worst gig to take in the NFL.
It's an uphill battle right from the beginning because you're not going to have any kind of say when it comes down to it with personnel. There's owner's going to come down and want to do wild crap during the draft that might not fit your plan for the team.
But there is one guy, a big fan of the feet, who said, I'll take that gig.
Does anybody want that job?
I'm just saying, look, of course, everybody, I would take it. But anyway, I would say this, guys, here's the deal. People are going to be lined up for this job.
Really?
They absolutely will.
Who? I even think Rex Ryan could probably get a head coaching job again somewhere else. I know he's like, he had his second chance in Buffalo, but I still think that there would be a team that would be desperate enough to get Rex Ryan, and it doesn't have to be the Redskins. I mean, the Redskins...
Well, when you've been fired twice, you kind of got to take what you can get.
But he's also taken some time off.
You also mentioned who would consider that job. There are, I'm sure, at least a dozen assistant coaches that would kill themselves. I mean, that guy, Eric Bieniemy, is the offensive coordinator for Kansas City. I bet you'd love that job. That guy, Kevin O'Connell, who we were just talking about, is current offensive coordinator for the Redskins. He'd jump at that in a second. Isn't Mike McCarthy still sitting out there, the former Green Bay head coach?
Yeah, Mike McCarthy wouldn't take that job.
I think he would.
You think McCarthy would take that? See, I think McCarthy would get a good job somewhere else.
I don't know about that. I mean, if enough stink is on him, if Aaron Rodgers put enough stink on him, then maybe he isn't as highly rated as you think. There are a dozen guys that would jump at that.
I mean,
think
of what has come out about McCarthy since he got fired, that he was getting massages during meetings, that he wasn't showing up to things.
Okay, so let's say that the Steelers have an awful year, and they decide to keep Mike Tomlin through his contract next year.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that the Rooneys have never fired a coach, but I would think that if he goes in there and has another bad year next year, they might just not renew his contract.
Well, he's not going to coach on a one-year deal.
No. I'm not talking about that. I mean, it's he's got a year left.
Yeah, but they're going to have to extend him.
That's the thing. Under my scenario, the Pittsburgh craters this year is 5-11, 4-12,
and they release him.
Well, no,
is that what you're saying?
Tomlin's like, okay, I have 1 year left on my contract, and Pittsburgh's like, you know what? We're not willing to extend you. Can look at what happened. You had no control over this team, despite all the injuries. You know, maybe Pittsburgh and Tomlin go, okay, let's make a deal. And Pittsburgh's like, okay, we'll let you get Tomlin. We want compensation in return. And Washington's like, okay, we'll do that, but we want to discuss contract. Okay.
Then if I am a coach who's sitting
Tomlin
out there.
So they sign Tomlin to a contract extension.
And they give up
they
two
get
first
compensation,
round picks.
Whatever it is. Okay, that's a possibility.
Needless to say, let's say Tomlin isn't around next year. If I'm any coach worth his salt, like anybody who's worth anything, not someone who would beg for one of these jobs, but someone who would be sought after. There is no way I'm committing to any team until I find out what's going on with the Steelers.
Sure.
Because that is the prime gig in all of sports. Whereas the Redskins might be the worst, there's no question being the coach of the Steelers is the best in football.
You average 10 or 15 years.
Oh, yeah. There's no question.
I mean, they've
no
had
question.
Three. I mean, they've three had three.
Since three in the last 40 years.
And you're not going to have a ton of heat on you either because Ben Roethlisberger, when he comes back, there's going to be no expectations because he's injured and he's old and he'll probably be gone soon. So you're going to have to start over from scratch with either Mason Rudolph or whoever they're going to have.
Can't start over from scratch there. It just doesn't happen.
Well, I mean, there's not going to be the expectations to win immediately is what I'm trying to say.
As long as Roethlisberger's a quarterback, he is.
Yeah, but then they're going to think that this kid's going to should be...
Rudolph?
Immediately?
Because like even when Knox had bad... Chuck Noll had bad teams. They still were okay, like the Bubby Brister years and stuff like that. I'm not sure if that was Cowher or Noll when I used to go to the games when I was a kid, but remember they had Louis Lips?
Yes, I do remember.
Do you remember Louis Lips, yes, baby?
Dan makes a good point. They didn't make the playoffs last year. They're not going to make it this year more than likely. I mean, this is starting over. With Ben Roethlisberger coming back, I mean... Who knows how good he's going to be being injured again. He's already probably at the point where he wants to retire soon. So I have a feeling if they do turn it over to Mason Rudolph, there's not going to be the expectation to win.
There's going to be an expectation to be over 500. There's going to be an expectation to get in the playoffs.
Maybe, but that's not a huge expectation when you have guys like Juju Smith-Schuster, Connors on the team. I mean, they're good enough to get 500, I would think, no matter what coach goes in.
Brister was right at the end of the Chuck Noll era.
Yeah, I saw them.
Yeah, right at the end of it.
You know, they made the rule that the home team is charged a timeout because of crowd noise due to a game that I was at.
No.
Where Bubby Brister was quarterback.
I had no idea.
They were playing Cleveland, and it got so deafening that Cleveland had to keep calling, Kozar had to keep calling timeouts.
Hmm.
And he finally threw his hands in the air.
Yep.
And then the crowd and the terrible towels were going crazy.
The towel. Remember that.
They were going nuts.
Not exactly the jag rag, but pretty good.
The jag rag's one of the all-time worst PR moves ever. When as an answer to the terrible towel of the Steelers, the jag rag. This is real. The Steelers came out with something called the jag rag.
Yep.
The Jaguars. I mean, which is just and then to double down on the jag rag, they invented instead of T-bowing, jaguaring, which still has the greatest commercial of all time.
And then they had basically a ripoff of Jergens called Jag Sauce, which was a total ripoff. I mean, you could buy a kit for hot games. It gave you moisturizer for your hands, a Jag Rag.
I did not know that.
Yeah, and an old issue of swimsuit issue.
Hmm.
It was called the Jag Bag.
Jaguar. Yep.
It was called the Jag Bag.
The old Jag Bag.
Yeah. Said, lock your door before you use the Jag Bag.
Bend your knees.
All right.
Coming back from a commercial, we will play you the minute and 20-second Jaguar in commercial.
We're going to revisit the Big 8 morning mess, are we?
Oh, the Big 8 mess is the best. They go to the morning show, and it's called the Big 8 mess.
Big 8 morning mess.
Okay.
Yes.
Right. And they're all about Jaguaring as well.
Okay.
All right. So we'll have that for you. Here are the headlines.
You're listening to Toucher and Rich, 98.5 Sports.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Thanks for starting your day with Toucher and Rich.
Why are you doing this to me?
On 98.5 The Sports Hub.
Hello, Adam Krell here from Downtown Vision to teach you jaguaring. What's jaguaring, you ask? It's a simple movement like T-bowing or planking that shows support of the Jacksonville Jaguars. Okay, so now what I'm going to do is show you the steps on jaguaring. Step one, put your claws up. Step two, move to the side. Step three, down. Jaguaring. All right, so here we are with Visit Jacksonville, and I'm going to teach you. Okay, so step one, claws up.
Awesome.
To the side.
This side.
And down. Yeah. All right, so here we are today with Mark and Anna from the Big 8 Morning Mess at 95.1 WAPE.
Hi!
I'm going to teach you guys how to jaguar today.
Jaguar! Woo!
We are jaguars!
It's a really extensive process.
It is?
Yes.
Uh-oh.
Three steps.
Pay attention.
Pay attention. Are you ready? Okay. Step one, put your claws up. Step two, go to the side.
Oh, which side?
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. And then step three, bend your knees. And that's jaguaring.
Oh, that's right? It?
Oh, that's it?
Yeah. That's so easy.
Yeah. Okay, ready? And jaguar. Awesome. Love it.
Now it's time to get to the stuff that we couldn't get to. It's the stack.
And jaguar.
98.5, the Sports Hub. We're Toucher and Rich. Pay attention. What is going on, sir?
Speaking of all things Jacksonville Jaguars, Fred, there is another think piece about Mr. Gardner Minshew. This is from ESPN yesterday, and it says, sunrise isn't for at least another hour. The air reeks of that sweet, sweet Florida sulfur. The only light that comes in from the glint of the rusted street lamp off the community trash compactor, and yet still, Gardner Minshew is smiling as he pulls out of his apartment complex in Jacksonville. He's talking about escapes. He says, quote, I've been learning how to play guitar, he says, gesturing towards the radio that's playing the Allman Brothers. His grin is wider than his considerable mustache, of course. They had to throw that in there. It's been going slowly, but I kind of love it. And the whole thing talks about how he's learning how to play guitar. They are really trying to turn him into this folk hero, which
like
is
badass.
An absolute badass. And linked to that was, of course, the video of him with Uncle Rico from Napoleon Dynamite.
The hysterical, hysterical antics of Minshew.
So we have heard about how Jay-Z has now had a sponsorship or a partnership, rather, with the NFL, much to a lot of people's chagrin. But he is now going to be the producer of the Super Bowl halftime show, as well as some other things. But Rihanna has come out and said that she refused to do the Super Bowl halftime show this past year because of Colin Kaepernick. In a story that Vogue had with an interview with her, she said she would have been an enabler if she had performed at the Atlanta Super Bowl halftime show. She said, I couldn't dare do that. For what? Who gains from that? Not my people. I just couldn't be a sellout. I couldn't be an enabler. There's things within that organization that I do not agree with at all, and I was not about to go and be of service to them in any way. And to that, Maroon 5 said, we'll do it.
And
I don't
Maroon
care.
5 said,
me.
Maroon 5
we'll
said,
we'll take it.
Thee who doth the shirt, get the flirt.
Is that what it is?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, well, he just said, I'm going to take this bad boy off and just show you all what it's about. I got a butterfly tattoo. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So Stephon Diggs is now kind of backtracking because life
they
would be,
won.
Yeah, because they won. Yeah, I'm sure that's probably what it is. And he is saying, I was never unhappy or uncomfortable with my role. He said, I said I wanted to win. That was my frustration.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's where it kind of got misconstrued last week.
Yeah.
Which is just
that press conference where you said all the rumors are true.
Because
that,
you know,
means nothing, apparently.
There's truth to a lot of rumors.
Yeah.
And then, of course,
skip right by that.
They ended up winning. They should, by the way, Kirk Cousins shouldn't be as bad as he is right now.
No.
Like, he shouldn't be this bad. Matter of fact, when they gave him that contract, I thought it was gratuitous, but every quarterback contract in the NFL seems gratuitous. But I didn't think it was an awful decision.
Case Keenum got that team to how close to the Super Bowl? And then Cousins comes in and it's just much, not just a little worse, much worse. And you see how bad a quarterback Keenum is.
Was he the one who was NFC Championship? Was that Case Keenum?
Yeah, it was. Case Keenum.
Yeah, that was Case Keenum.
You know, when they asked Maroon 5, what's your plans for the halftime show, my man goes, well, I'm too blessed to stay dressed.
Was that the phrase?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, just look into God's hands praying. I got it right here.
Well, speaking of
next to my Epiphone tattoo.
That is very strange, because Epiphone is kind of like the C-level guitar.
Well, listen, Daddy never got A's in school.
All right.
I was too busy writing things like, it's getting hotter to breathe.
Well,
Hey, Jack, I can't take your lessons. All I need is this love is taking its toll.
Remember when Scalabrini called in and he was trying to feign how cool he was, and he goes, yeah, man, I went to Maroon 5 concert, and we laughed at him, and he was like, what, I thought the 5 was cool.
Yeah, man.
Maroon 5, all the kids love him. So, Richard Sherman, we played this very early in the show, but this is worth going down this road one more time, because unlike Stephon Diggs, you can kind of interpret what he said. Richard Sherman straight up said that Baker Mayfield did not shake his hand. And then a video came out. And by the way, Richard Sherman spent another minute ripping on Baker Mayfield after that, saying there's no place for this league, calling him things like a punk. And now here he is being called out by the Pat McAfee show, who we like Pat McAfee very much so. And matter of fact, this all came from him ripping on him on Twitter, saying, here's the video. You shook his hand. You straight up lied. You're the Jesse Smollett of the NFL, and here he is talking about, now that he's been busted, how it's not that big of a deal.
Is there anything you'd like to say to Baker Mayfield, who had to hear yesterday a lot of talk about his coin toss etiquette and his coin toss couth? Is there anything you'd like to say, like, hey, man, I apologize for the misquote there. I did see on video the dap up, although it was a bit petty. I apologize for everything that happened, or are we just moving forward?
Oh, it's going to be a bit of both. You know, it's definitely my bad. You know, I never want anybody to have to deal with some shit that, I mean, shoot, some stuff that they didn't, yeah, that they didn't do, you know? And so, you know, the questions that he's going to get and the annoying nonsense questions about some stuff that happened in a game that's already been done, you know, sure, he'll get an apology for that. I'll probably reach out to him via text or social media to actually get a hold of him and talk to him in person. I mean, on the phone, but yeah, because that sucks. But first off, that was a great name y'all came up with, like Dapgate. I was crying laughing, but yeah, he definitely deserves an apology, and that's my bad on that.
Well, I mean, that's very nice, Richard Sherman, but you lied about the entire thing, which sucks because I kind of liked what he was saying about Baker Mayfield, and it also sucks.
Baker Mayfield didn't shake his hand after the coin toss. That is a fact.
Yeah, that's a video I did not see, so I did not see that. And I didn't even know that was something you had to do. I didn't know you had to do it before and afterwards. I thought you just...
You see that a lot.
Yep. I didn't know you had to. I know that there are people who do it, but I thought you shook your hands, you flip the coin, and then you go back.
A message, because he's really mean and intimidating.
That's the thing, is I'm sending you a message, Jack. Mm-hmm. Well, you're the enemy.
It's a psych job, baby. Get ready. I'm in your head.
I feel dangerous. I got a Tiger and a Lambo.
Well, Baker Mayfield responded to that right there.
Hey, Baker, I know you've had no control over this Richard Sherman situation. Has he reached out to you? He said publicly he was going to apologize to you today.
I haven't had my phone on me. Just got out of practice, but I just heard that. It's nice of him.
Did that bother you at all when he said what he did, that he didn't shake his hand and all that?
No. You know, I know what I did, but that's, you know, the one time the camera and something recording me is, you know, gone in my favor.
Did you in any way intend to snub him? Are you aware?
No, I respect him, who he is as a player. He's a great player, has been for a while. In no way did I mean it like that.
Does it bother you though when someone puts something like that out there that generates all kinds of unwarranted negative criticism that does get directed in your direction?
No, in the sense that, you know, I'm not worried about it. I know how I handle it, exactly what I did. It is what it is with you guys. I mean, people want to portray an image of me of who I am as a person, I could care less.
Were you surprised when you heard those comments?
Yeah, surprised a little bit. But you know what? It is what it is.
Tomatoes.
What was bad about that was the blatant product placement in his locker. And you got to have some cooth. I mean, all those boxes of Summer's Eve just displayed. I mean, I get it. You're a douche, okay? Enough with the product placement.
But you needed to illustrate it, you know, for the people who didn't know.
People are going to get so sick of that clip.
I don't care.
I don't care either.
By the way, this morning when I was talking about wanting to go, as soon as I could see El Camino, the new Breaking Bad movie, it's the most excited I've been about a movie in a long time, even though it's straight to Netflix. I said, well, Breaking Bad's the best TV show of all time. And someone said, well, that's obviously for someone who never watched The Wire. I've never seen The Wire. Just The Wire is one of those shows that everyone warns me it's a really slow start. And I'm like, man, I don't have, like,
Watch Better Call Saul, which starts at a almost deliberate snail's pace.
But I didn't know that at the time. Like, I didn't know it was a slow start. I watched that in real time. Now that The Wire's out there, everyone's like, it takes about a season or two for it to pick up.
No. It takes two episodes. I know why it wasn't successful is because it is impossible to get through those two episodes. And if you get into it late, It's not like something you can pick up because there's so many stories linked together.
What do you like better, Breaking Bad or The Wire?
I like The Wire better, but I like Mad Men better than both of them.
I couldn't finish Mad Men.
I like the Sopranos better. Sopranos Ooh. Better than Breaking Bad and The Wire.
The Sopranos better than Breaking Bad?
Yeah, I thought Breaking Bad was good. I didn't think it was great.
See, the Sopranos wasted way too much time.
I liked
Sopranos had episodes that they might have had a dozen storylines that didn't go anywhere, and an entire season where nothing happened except they chased the gay guy.
Yeah, that was a bad season. I like...
And that's a season, like a wasted season.
What was
season.
The chickless show?
Oh, The Shield.
Shield.
And I heard that's great.
I like Shield a lot more than I like Breaking Bad.
Ooh. Shield might be the best ending of any series
It's the best ending of a serial series I've ever seen.
Yeah. Everything was neatly wrapped up, and it was just as it should have ended.
Yeah, it was a perfect ending.
There was no complaining afterwards.
Do you know how tough it is to end a series?
Oh, it's impossible.
Yeah, I know.
It's
like everyone aced it.
Look at
great.
Ask Game of Thrones. Ask Lost. Lost. There's no excuse.
No, Lost. But I mean, they were fooling everyone.
Almost nobody has said as Seinfeld, and that's a comedy show. But you know, Breaking Bad, I thought was, and I've never seen The Shield, but everyone said the same thing. You do. Breaking Bad to me was a perfect ending too.
Although they're about
to add another 2 hours to it, which I can't wait for.
The ending was predictable, but, you know, what are you going to do? I was a little disappointed by the ending, but not
Breaking Bad?
Mm-hmm. Ooh. It was so predictable. I mean, you knew what was going to happen.
Or was it predictable?
Oh, now that you mentioned it.
This morning at 3 a.m., you'll find out if it was
predictable. Okay. That'd be funny if he pops up and he goes, hey,
I'm not dead. Not dead yet.
I had a bulletproof vest on the whole time.
Not dead.
You thought you got me. And then it turns into a buddy flick.
Right? It's like a road comedy like Thelma Louise?
No, it's like Smokey and the Bandit.
Now, that would be phenomenal.
Yeah, Jesse's driving like the car, and then he's got the truck.
Dude, how great would that be? Because they haven't been showing really anything from the new show. It's kind of been, they've done a great job. Like when the Avengers came out, they hardly showed anything from the movie that was coming up. Oh, if it was like a buddy comedy. They just went all wacky on it.
Yeah, it's Walter White, or Walter whatever, with an orangutan. And then Jesse's running
right, turn, Clyde.
Yeah, and then Jesse's running in here. What are you shipping? Got a load of marshmallows. Kid's birthday party. All right. Like we'll be back. We'll find out what great Zolak has to say and how many times he's going to ask me about why my nose is cut.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing. And FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks. And all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win
with FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Hello, boys and girls.
There were two things that I remember being
like must-see television.
Toucher and Rich on Twitch TV. 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Yo, I don't think we should talk about this.
Come on, why not?
People might misunderstand what we're trying to say, you know? But that's a part of life.
Right now, we're in the peak of New England's harvest season. You're something of a cheese whiz. Let's talk about cheese. Let's talk about tomatoes. Let's talk about hummus cheese. Tomatoes. I'm Matt Schaefer. I'm Matt Schaefer. Tomatoes. Hummus. Let's talk about cheese.
Oh, boy. Everyone's coming in and saying how great a guy Matt Schaefer is. Yep. Da-da-da-da-da. But, I mean, it's
undaunted by this.
Oh, yeah.
You press on.
It is. Listen, it's a compliment. All he says is tomatoes.
Yep.
By the way, quickly, the back page of the New York Daily News. Have you seen this?
Yes, I have.
It's got a picture of Bill Belichick, and it says, "Dear Mr. Belichick, if there is any compassion in your cold, cold heart, please, sir." And then in big letters, "Have mercy."
Yes.
Yeah, I don't. If you have tickets to this game, unless you're a completist that needs to like go to everything,
find a sucker to sell them to,
or just, you know what, like leave them in the road.
Leave them in the road.
Yeah, like just so you know, some guy comes around and he goes, "Oh my goodness,
tickets!"
You paid it forward, or like if you go to McDonald's, like hand it to the guy in the drive-thru.
Sure, maybe get a Big Mac out of it.
And you're not looking for anything in return. In fact, you say no, no,
no, no.
I'm paying it forward.
So, Scott Zolak, you said that if it's a blowout tonight, it's going to be interesting in the booth?
Well, I mean, I'm always looking for good catchphrases.
Cheese.
You know, it is. What kind of harvest? No, I think more of the tomatoes. Like, the money plays tomatoes.
Okay.
Tomatoes. Nah, we're not going to do that. We're not doing that.
Why not?
Because you don't think I call a football game. Be real. They'll be hokey.
No, you just go like, "Oh man, I bet you these Giant fans wish they had some tomatoes to throw in the team."
No, you can't even do that. You can't say how you like those tomatoes. It's just got to be... You know, touchdown, Patriots, tomatoes.
It's got to come natural. And I don't know if it'll be natural. I don't want to force it.
Okay. Let's call Bob. I'll call you like, I'll call you.
Call me in the fourth quarter when I'm bored.
Yeah, I'll call you like a bunch of. I'm just going to keep sending you screen grabs of tomatoes.
No.
Scott, how long till Josie?
Everybody tweet Zolak just pictures of tomatoes during the game. Because he checks his Twitter during the game.
I do. I tweet all the time.
I know you do. Yes, you do. I like that you do that.
Hardy will be right behind me. Keep me on.
You're going?
No, Hardy's got to go because he's
post game for the Patriots website.
Well, yeah, this is a hell day today. It's been a hell week.
Yeah, so what Hardy gets to do is
I've had events every night this week.
He gets to do a post game of a blowout instead of Foxborough until like 2 in the morning.
Hey, you never know. It could be a 10-9 game with this nor'easter.
The guy who covers the team for the. Thank you for not asking about my nose.
What the hell did you do?
There you go. My son.
Did you play football for the first time? That helmet came down and cracked your nose?
You. I played football.
Never played football.
I played football.
We were talking about you and the other station. They said they saw you in the hallway. You were awake.
I saw that.
That was good.
I heard it.
Yeah.
I heard it because I was taking it down. All right. Everyone have a great day.
All right.
Enjoy that game tonight, baby. That'll do it for us. Bye.
Playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. That's $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. What are you waiting for? Visit FanDuel.com/Fred and make your first bet an automatic win. FanDuel, America's number one sports book.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
They work.
Arr, matey.
Well, you're at work. Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
It's playoff time in the NBA and NHL. Baseball's in full swing, and FanDuel is your place to bet on every game. Right now, brand new customers get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. $150, win or lose. Bet on everything from slap shots to home runs to slam dunks, and all on an app that's safe, secure, and easy to use. I don't know what you're waiting for. Go to FanDuel.com/Hardy. Make your first bet an automatic win with FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Massachusetts. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Hope is here. Gambling helpline ma.org or call 800-327-5050 for 24/7 support. Play it smart from the start. GameSenseMA.com or call 1-800-GAM-1234.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Sign up using code WBZMASS and receive up to $1,000 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions.
21 years of age or older to wager. Massachusetts only. New customer offer. All promotions are subject to qualification and eligibility requirements. Rewards issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets. Bonus bets expire 7 days from issuance. Play it smart from the start with GameSense. GameSenseMA.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-327-5050 or visit GamblingHelplineMA.org in partnership with MGM Springfield.
Visit Plain Ridge Park Casino this spring for all the playoff hoops and hockey action and the return of baseball. They've got the biggest screens, the best food and drink, plus they're giving away Penn Cash bonuses and prizes to Penn Play Rewards members. Not a member? Join today by downloading and registering for the Penn Play app from the App Store. Unlock all the fun, including a chance to win up to $2,000 in Penn Cash. All this and more. Make Plain Ridge Park Casino your spring sports viewing headquarters. Must be 21 plus. Play it smart from the start. Live chat at GameSenseMA.com. Hope is here. 800-327-5050 or gambling help. Helplinema.org.